This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, let's go to the fan hotline and welcome in a guy who I had on Saturday morning on Infinity Sports Network. And Lima took such umbrage with one of the quotes that this man had. I said, well, you know what? Let's have him on Wednesday. And so we have Tyler Dunn, who joins us right now. He is from Go Long on Substack, substack.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Ty Dunn. Tyler, hello.
Good morning. I like it. Your co-host. Can't stand me so much. Bring him on. Let's beat him down.
I'm sure he likes you personally, but I want to play this.
I follow you on social media. Yeah. We've corresponded before.
I want to see. He likes you. He just hates your argument.
Yes,
I want to play what you said. I know you can say it again, but I want to play what you said on Saturday morning with me on Infinity Sports Network. Hit it.
I mean, for so long in Green Bay, you could see it from the press box. Oh, this is going to be a touchdown because he's going to make that guy miss. He's going to know where you're vulnerable on the back end. He's going to get outside of the pocket, and he's going to create. He's going to improvise. He's going to make a play with Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams. He can't make that play anymore. He's got to be a pocket, timing-based, quick-game passer, and I just don't see that being effective, but especially in the division. I mean, give me the Cleveland Browns plan at quarterback over Pittsburgh at this point because at least there's a little forward thinking.
I did that thing tone where I started reacting and went, shut up so we can use this later. So I had to like calm myself down so they could clip it. Go ahead. So Ty, you'd still rather have the Browns QB situation than the Steelers?
100% every day of the week. Oh. No hesitation whatsoever.
Well, Ty, what is the plan? Because they brought in four quarterbacks. They drafted two and then, you know, obviously traded for Kenny Pickett. They used an asset there. Are you just saying the darts at the dartboard is going to be a better plan by definition than somebody who's coming off, you know, the big injury and is over 40?
I'm saying don't force yourself into a marriage if you don't love, you know, who you're going on all these dates with. That's what the Steelers are doing. Like, you don't have to force the issue this offseason if you're a quarterback needy team. I mean, this wasn't the year to do it. They weren't in position in the draft to do it. Pittsburgh, I guess they went through different options in veteran free agency, and there's never much out there when you get to March. There just isn't any forward thinking out of Pittsburgh. And I love Mike Tomlin, man. I love everything he's built in Pittsburgh. It's a different world there. There's a different toughness. There's a reason that they never have a losing season. I mean, they can win 8 games with Devlin the Duck Hodges. I don't know any other coach that could do that. He maximizes every ounce of potential, 1 through 53, unlike any coach in the league. But I think it pays for maybe a GM to be in charge or at least have some type of a 2-year plan, let alone a 5-year plan. You can't always try to be obsessed with the present, the now. And we haven't seen Aaron Rodgers play good quarterback in a very, very long time. I mean, even that last year in Green Bay, it was pathetic at the end. He didn't want to be there. It was not Aaron Rodgers as we've come to know him. So, I don't know, to try to convince yourself that he can squeeze out this playoff run, this Super Bowl run, this make you a contender, I just don't see it out of Pittsburgh. So, at least with Cleveland, you know, I think that's what you're asking. Okay, well, what in the hell do we see with the Cleveland Browns? I mean, it seems like there's finally a light at the end of the tunnel with this Deshaun Watson stuff. where, yeah, you got to pay him a lot of money, but you can at least envision a world where somebody else is your quarterback. So I think that's a great place to start, right? There's a little hope there. And look, I love Travis Hunter. I probably would have taken Travis Hunter. This dude could be special. But you've got a ton of picks, and the draft class, in theory, should be better next year at the quarterback position, if you believe the scouts you talk to. And you know, there's no guarantee you'll get that guy in the draft next year, but you position yourself to maybe get that guy next year. And hey, if one of these four work out, great. You know, I don't know what the odds are, but even if it's 25%, give me that 25% chance on one of these four panning out and taking another stab at the position next year.
Ty Dunn with us on the hotline. All right, let's look at the Browns quarterbacks right now. Do you have any kind of gauge, or based on what you're hearing or what you've seen from these guys as prospects or last few years in the NFL, that you would rank their chances of actually being decent this year for the Browns?
Good question, man. I've been talking to some people in and around the organization to try to get a feel. I think what everybody is thinking is it's accurate. Like Flacco and Pickett are kind of in one bucket, right? You've got a couple veterans. One, you know what you have in Joe Flacco. He was just your quarterback not too long ago. I think in a dream world, right, Kenny Pickett is Sam Darnold and Geno Smith and rejuvenates his career with Kevin Stefanski. Who knows if that's possible, but you give yourself the chance there. And then you've got the two young quarterbacks in Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. I would just be throwing darts at the board. I think they're going to let this thing play out. But I do kind of like Shedeur the more I hear about him. It sounds like he's been handling himself the right way, at least there in the facility. And they like the fact that he's just putting his head down and working. And what a fascinating prospect where, you know, he was never going to be this top five quarterback like he was made out to be by the Mel Kuypers of the world. And the draft industrial complex is just disgusting. And the whole Shedeur stuff, I wish that just made mock drafts go away forever. I hate mock drafts. They're just, it's the ultimate grift in sports. But alas, they'll be back next year. But anyways, he was never going to be that. He probably should have been like a second rounder. You get him in the fifth. If he's motivated, there's some really smart quarterback people that I've talked to who love the guy. They think he's unbelievably accurate, that he had nothing to work with on the offensive line at Colorado, no defense, and the fact that he put up those numbers was impressive. I don't know. I think by the end of the season, he's the quarterback. I don't know when he gets that opportunity, but that would be my best bet.
Ty Dunn joining us. Tyler Dunn. Follow him on Twitter, at Ty Dunn, from Substack, golong.com. What would you do? What would you have done with Myles Garrett?
I think like everybody, I was expecting a trade. It got nasty. Sure filled up your radio airwaves for a while. But I think they did the right thing, right? If you've got a Hall of Fame talent, it behooves you to try to keep that Hall of Fame talent. And, okay, does he go the way of J.J. Watt? And do injuries kind of zap him at 31, 32, 33? And you're like, darn it, why did we give him all this money? Or is he a Julius Peppers where, my God, he played forever. His game aged like wine. I mean, hell, I covered him when he was in Green Bay in 2014. He changed that defense, and he kept going and going and going. I think that Myles Garrett seems like somebody who knows his body, isn't going to be this human wrecking ball in the interior like a J.J. Watt, and is able to stay at his peak performance for a while. So to me, it's money well spent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Because you can still try to figure out the most important position this year and the next year, even the year after that, and I think you still have Myles Garrett in his prime, because Cleveland lived the alternative, right? Like, my God, I'm thinking back to the DeShone Kizer, Cody Kessler, Kevin Hogan Browns, where it was, you know, they're trying to lose games actively, and there is just no talent whatsoever. I mean, if you embrace the suck to that degree, you're just going to poison your building beyond belief, and it's going to be almost impossible to dig yourself out of that. You got to have a floor level of talent, and Myles Garrett is well beyond the floor. So, I don't know. They were just the number one defense 2 years ago. If you can somehow snap back into that, you get competent quarterback play, you run the ball, you can be a competitive team this year. I'm not, you know, proclaiming them as a Super Bowl contender by any means, but I think the Browns are going to be a lot better than people think this season.
Ty Dunn, obviously the last few days there's been a ton of discussion, not just in Cleveland, but nationally, about another potential domestic violence case in the NFL. It happens to be the Browns' second-round draft pick in Quinshon Judkins. What do you make of this situation, and what do you make of the Browns' running back situation overall?
Oh, my goodness. You know, when I heard that, I immediately thought back to, was it Matt Araiza here in Western New York, the Bills punter, and, I mean, the discourse just went out of control. I mean, it was something else. And they moved on from him, and more facts come out, and you learn that there's a little bit more to the story. So I'm just going to bite my tongue. I mean, I don't really know the details with Junkins and you know, everything that goes into that. Let's let this thing play out. It doesn't sound good whatsoever. So, I think the Browns should be concerned. And that if you're going to talk football, which always seems trivial when these things prop up, it's a problem, because right offensively, what they've been selling is, all right, let's get back to ball control, keeping our defense out of rough situations, and try to just, you know, create some big plays in the passing game. Kevin Stefanski is really good at that. So it's an old school approach, but if you don't have your second round pick, somebody that you figured would be a big part of that, then that throws a wrench into things before you even have one practice of training camp.
How good is Kevin Stefanski?
I think he's a top five coach in the league. And I mean, obviously he's a two-time coach of the year for what that's worth. We've seen coaches that used to get fired before. I get it. But I think that what he's been able to get out of that roster, that quarterback position, through the worst trade in NFL history, if not, it's right up there. It's unbelievably impressive. And at some point, maybe he gets his guy. At some point, he gets his quarterback, and we really see this thing executed at maximum velocity. But I think there's enough there to think, okay, you can win with this head coach. Game in and game out. I mean, you guys are watching this team at the micro level a lot closer than me. So I'm sure you could probably point to some specific examples and be like, oh, yeah, what the hell is Tyler talking about? You know, Kevin Stefanski did this. I don't know. I'm thinking macro. There's a lot of teams led by a lot of coaches kind of stuck in the Stone Age, or you know, they offensively, it is just there's no hope. I think there's legit hope there, because you've seen production out of bad quarterbacks, and it's just a matter of finding that guy. And I think the fact that they've been competitive with rosters that shouldn't be competitive overall tells you he's a good coach.
Boy, that is such an interesting way that you put that, because here in town, The approval rating has never been lower on Kevin Stefanski following the 3-14 year. And yet we have somebody on who follows the league nationally, does reporting on the league, has eyeballs, and you're saying he's a top five head coach. What do you think could account for, you know, that kind of chasm?
Yeah, I can't speak to the local fervor. Where do you assign blame? Because maybe it is on him and Ken Dorsey and the coaches for not getting the most out of Deshaun Watson. I mean, it's all about Deshaun Watson, right? I mean, they placed that bet. All of the picks, all of the money, this thing had to work out. But I don't think it's as simple as the head coach couldn't make it happen or the play caller couldn't make it happen. You've got the shoulder, you've got the Achilles, and more than anything, you've got the brain is a muscle. I mean, take it from Deshaun Watson's closest confidant, closest coach in his life, Quincy Avery. We talked about this last year. I mean, he's been with him since high school. And even Quincy's like, man, he's got to get his confidence back. And he lost it at some point through the injuries, threw everything off the field, which is another conversation. And he never got that back. So maybe I'm being too soft on Stefanski. I don't put that on him. Like, and I don't know if he was the driving force behind the move to begin with, but you know, to me, it's just, it was such a disaster in every conceivable way that I'm probably giving the head coach a little bit more of a pass than the fans there when it comes to the lack of getting anything out of Deshaun Watson and, you know, a historic guaranteed contract and losing all those picks. I don't know. And you know what? Like, I love Baker Mayfield, and I'm sure there's a lot of fans that wish, man, why didn't we just keep this guy? We drafted him. We had him in-house. I'll just say this, and this is coming from somebody who's been pro-Baker. He's the All-American quarterback that we love. I think there was a time there where, and this is coming from somebody kind of close to Baker, where the Browns just couldn't get in touch with him. Right? Like, Baker wasn't talking to the Browns. And maybe that's on the Browns. You piss off your quarterback to that extreme. That could be on you, right? He's out there with the torn shoulder, busting through it. But they couldn't get in touch with Baker Mayfield for several weeks, maybe months. And so the Browns kind of had to pivot and do something. Obviously, the decision they made was the wrong one. But I think it's a little more complicated than we think on the outside.
All right, Tyler Dunn. That was a nice a creamy nougat, if you will.
I did like that.
At Ty Dunn, D-U-N-N-E on Twitter. Follow him on golong.com, Twitter, as Substack Live. He's one of the best. Ty Dunn.
Always has great one-on-ones, too. He does a great job. And you always seem to get details that I don't see elsewhere, even if it's someone who's been widely reported on.
He had one with Wyatt Teller. You were great. Mm-hmm. And he wrote the book on tight ends, literally. So you got that going for you, Ty. Ty, thank you for the time.
Hey, thank you, fellas. And you know what? I wish I had golong.com. We were at golongtd.com if people want to
buy
us.
Golong TD. Damn it. I'm sorry. I messed it up.
I should have mentioned it when we were talking last time. But yes, I'll have a lot of Brown stuff next week. I'm actually working at a story on Grant Delpit and kind of how they get to this place of being competitive and kicking butt again. So thanks a lot.
Tyler, thank you for the time, my friend.
You got it.
Tyler Dunn. Golongtd.com. I left out the TD. Sorry about that. Says Kevin Stefanski's good.
Top five.
Couldn't get a hold of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.